And that faith belongs to us.
Esa fe nos pertenece.
It's a gift.
Don.
It says love.
Amor.
Father to son.
Padre a hijo.
Father to daughter.
Padre a hija.
And we love him for what he's given us. And we are the riches of all people in the whole world.
Los más ricos en todo el mundo.
Because we have riches that are eternal. That will not moth and rust cannot corrupt. Where thieves cannot break in and steal. We are so blessed. Would you bow with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we come in the precious name of the Lord Jesus to meet with you under his blood. We are so thankful for it, Lord, because now we have boldness of faith to enter into that most holy place with you, Father, and asking, would you be so gracious to us this morning to speak to our hearts? You know, Father, each heart, each person, what their needs are, where they're standing with you. Would you meet them where they are, help them with their needs, and edify them and build them up? Yes. Jude says, the most holy faith. Now we offer ourselves to you, Father. And ask that your word would have free course and your spirit would have free reign over us. You have in that having the preeminence over us, Lord. We ask this for your glory in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Rachel, did you sing that? Special? Thank you. Nice. Thank you, Nate. Love those songs. Thank you, musicians. God bless you all. Are the kids, did the kids get dismissed? Oh, okay. And you're, okay. All right. Interesting time we're in, isn't it?
And
I mentioned something a few months ago that what if? Do you remember what if? That's what the Holy Spirit is doing in this last day.
He's
fulfilling his word. Romans chapter 8. So many scriptures that we are those sons and daughters of God that he will make into his image. And it has been laid out for us in the scriptures, in the message of the hour, where the prophet of God has laid out and said, okay, there's an order. There's something the Holy Spirit is doing. Okay, and what if that's the most important focus of the Holy Spirit in this day? Okay, now, all through the scriptures, thank you, Brother Philip.
Thank you.
All through the scriptures, we see that God focuses on different things at different times. Okay. Moses' message didn't work in Noah's day, and so forth. Okay, and we know that the first church age with the Apostle Paul and the birth of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church. With the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But then it had to go through the dark ages, didn't it? Okay, and then it birthed again and began to sprite. Okay, Luther's And Wesley's message was different than Luther's. So it changes, does it or does it not? So that might be in this day, and I think the way the Lord has been leading me, is I've seen so many different parts. And it seems like all of the pieces are coming together into this beautiful picture. And so I have... I sent my notes in case anybody's interested to follow. And I'm not sure exactly how I will stick to that. Depends on what he does. But we're going back all through the scriptures that God leads his people to do what he wants them to do at that time, and we must follow. So we are going to do exactly what we did last week, using the same scriptures, because I think sometimes it's incredibly high. Lenore, nice to see you again. Yeah, good to have you here. Yeah, it's time to put things together, I think. That's what he's saying. So let's go to Matthew 13. And we're going to use things that we used last week. Week before that, because it just keeps getting more precious all the time.
Okay.
Peter wrote, he says, I put you in remembrance of things that I've written to you previously, right? So that's a very scriptural thing to do. Okay, Matthew 13. We know this scenario very well, starting with verse 10. Would you stand with me? Okay. Verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he said unto them, It's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. So there's something going on in another dimension, but is manifested in this dimension. But what is manifest in this dimension is from his dimension. In other words, there's Jesus standing there, the God made manifest in flesh. Okay? But to them, they can't see it. It's not given. For whosoever has, to him it shall be given, and he shall have in more abundance. Verse 11. Yeah, 12. Thank you. Okay, and he says, verse 13, therefore I speak unto them in parables. Okay. Now we know that, but we're going to verse 16. It's been our common theme lately, has it? Not? Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. When he tells you in the next verse why they're blessed and what they're seeing. Verse 17, Verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things that you see. Well, what are they seeing? Who's standing in front of them? Who's speaking? And what do they see? They see a man. Well, they see lots of men, but there's only one talking. So what's the difference between the man who's speaking and those that are listening? Right? So what are they seeing? They're seeing something, but at this point they're not even sure what, correct? Okay, verse 17, For verily I say unto you, the prophets, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things that you see, and have seen them, and have not seen them. What did they want to see, but they are seeing? There he was, Messiah,
Mesías,
God in flesh.
Dios en
carne. Okay? And to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. What are they hearing? Okay, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. There was a man. Were words proceeding out of the mouth of a man? And were those words the word of God? Well, not to a lot of people, but to them they were. And he said, blessed are your ears, for you hear this. Amazing, huh? Gets more precious every day, doesn't it? Heavenly Father, quicken your word to us. And quicken us to your word. Grant it, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Okay, you got your notes? We have some others, but I want to go to Romans 9 because it's very clear here, and the Lord just keeps showing things. So what are we talking about? What's the title? By seeing our Father manifested, we become heirs.
Llegamos a ser herederos.
Okay. We've seen this in the scripture.
Miramos esta en la escritura.
Over and over every week, last few weeks.
Por las últimas
I'm going to see it again.
Lo vamos a mirar una vez.
Romans 9.
Romanos 9.
Okay.
Está bien.
22.
22.
What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? To destruction.
Si Dios queriendo mostrar su ira y hacer notorio su poder, soportó con mucha paciencia los vasos de la ira preparados para destrucción.
Well, if he was a good God, he wouldn't have vessels fitted for destruction. He'd love
them. Si él era un buen Dios, él no tendría vasos para destrucción.
Many things there in the scripture.
Muchas cosas en la escritura.
Okay.
Está bien.
That are there on purpose.
Que están ahí con un propósito.
Now. He does that, does he or doesn't he? That's what the
él
word
hace
just
eso.
Said.
Lo hace, no lo hace, eso es lo que la palabra dice.
Okay, está that bien. He might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy. What makes a vessel a vessel of mercy?
¿Qué es un vaso, de misericordia?
Well, they're goody two-shoes. Never sinned in the first.
En el primero y en el segundo.
It's grace. It's election.
Cristo.
They have nothing to do with it.
No tenían nada que ver con ello.
Okay, vessels of mercy, which he had. What's the next word? A four. What does that mean, Brother Ron? Before.
Antes.
So vessels before they were even here, okay, were prepared for what?
Fueron preparados para qué?
Even us,
a unos otros,
whom he hath called, not the Jews only, but also the Gentiles.
No los judíos. Sino también los gentiles.
And he said also in Hosea,
como también en Oseas dice,
I will call them my people which were not my people,
llamaré el pueblo mío, el que no era mi pueblo,
and I will call her beloved which was not beloved.
Y a la no amada, amada.
Now that's us, isn't it?
Pero ese es nosotros, ¿no es así?
And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said to them, ye are not my people, they shall be called the children of the living God.
Y en el lugar donde se les dijo, vosotros no sois pueblo mío, allí serán llamados hijos del Dios viviente.
The Gentiles, the grafted in people. Okay?
Los gentiles, insertados.
Now we're going down to verse,
ahora bajemos
okay,
a
30.
30.
But what shall we say then?
¿Qué pues,
speaking of Jews and Gentiles,
hablando de judíos y gentiles,
that the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness have attained unto righteousness.
Que los gentiles que no iban tras la justicia han alcanzado la justicia.
Even at the righteousness of faith.
Es decir, la justicia que es por fe.
But Israel,
Israel,
which followed after the law
que iba tras
of righteousness,
de justicia,
hath not attained to the law of righteousness.
No lo alcanzó.
Verse 32. Why?
Pero 32, ¿por qué?
Because they sought it not by faith.
¿Por qué? Porque iban tras ella, no por fe,
not by revelation.
No por revelación.
Okay, but as it were the works of the law, for they stumbled at the
for they stumbled. Pues
for they did what? Why couldn't they have revelation?
No
why couldn't they inherit mercy?
¿Por
They stumbled at something. What did they stumble at? The stumbling stone. Now look at verse 33. But as it is written, behold, I lay. What's the next two words?
Ah.
In Zion. What am I laying in Zion? Who's what is Zion in the scripture? The bride. Right? So I'm laying something in Zion, and what am I laying in Zion? A stumbling stone. What is that? What did they stumble at the stumbling? What did Israel stumble at? What couldn't they comprehend? God made manifest in front of them in the Messiah right there. So they crucified him. So what's happened to today? Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone. And oh, this stumbling stone is a rock of what? Isn't that, my goodness, brothers and sisters, isn't that today? A rock of offense. And whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. There you go. So there these scriptures are. More and more we're seeing. There it is, all through the Word of God, by seeing our Father. Who do you say this is? Who's here? What's he saying? What's he doing? Are you listening to it? Are words still proceeding out of the mouth of God? Is God still on the scene? Is God fulfilling the Scripture? What about Revelation 10? What about Malachi 4? Okay, Luke 17. What about all these? And say, okay, well, that's a stumbling stone. Has it ever been more of a stumbling stone than we see it today? Huh? And where is this stumbling stone? In Zion. Amazing, huh? What is it? Oh, that's offensive. Rock of offense. Okay. So what do we say? By seeing our Father manifested, we become heirs. Well, we just read it in Romans chapter 9, did we? Israel. What happened to them? When they stumbled at the stumbling stone. Did they become heir? No.
No.
They've been suffering ever since, haven't they? Is the scripture more clear, Brother Ross? Now, do you see what the Holy Spirit is doing? He focuses on different things at different ages. And we'd like to say, let's go back and focus on what we focused, what he focused on. And he says, no, that's still there. He still heals. He still blesses. He still performs miracles. He still answers prayers. But the main thing I'm interested in is fulfilling my word that I prophesied for this time, for this day, in this people, for now. Does that make sense? There we go. Seeing our Father manifested, we become his heir. Now, a few weeks ago, we were here, so let's go back there. John, chapter 11. Here we are. Now, here, what is going on in chapter 11 is Lazarus has just died, his dear friend. Was it a surprise to him? Of course not. Does Jesus ever surprised by anything? Okay. So he knew and he waited on purpose because he knew that he had to manifest himself again as to who he was. So in verse 9, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not because he sees the light of the world. Okay. He's standing there. Who's he talking to? His disciples. What are the disciples thinking? Okay, what are you talking about, Jesus?
¿Qué estás hablando tú, Jesús?
What are you trying to say?
¿Qué estás tratando de decir?
Well, just point it out. Would you make it clear to me?
Lo acabamos de dirigir.
Why do you talk about...
Para a mí?
Yes,
¿por qué estás hablando
there's light here, so I'm not stumbling.
No estoy tropezando.
What happens if I stumble in the night? Was he talking about more than physical light and stumbling and over a rock? Okay. He was there, and he was the light of the world. Okay. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles because there's no what? Now that's incredible. That's an amazing statement. That's Jesus coming to your heart today. And saying, you have light in you, so the light comes to the light. You have light in you, so you can see the light. And you following that light, okay, following that light, you're not going to spiritually stumble and fall because that light is always going to show you where to go. And here he is in this day showing us where to go. You with me?
¿Me entiendes?
Thank you.
Gracias.
Okay. It gets beautiful. Now, right there, this is for the chillins. Are you awake? If you're under 24, you're still a chillin. How's that? Okay, Hannah Banana.
Okay, Hannah.
Scare her to death. In John chapter 8. We're talking about light. In verse 12, Jesus makes an amazing statement. And he says, then Jesus spake unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have. Now, that's pretty nice statement. That's a gift. That's saying you have something. If you see something, you'll have something. If you see something, you will have something. And what you have is something precious that can't be taken away from you. Okay? He that follows me shall not walk in what? Darkness represents what? Death. Okay, he will not walk in death, spiritual death, but he shall have the light of what's the opposite of death? Life. Okay. All right, Matthew, what's light? Jesus is the light of the world. What in the world is he talking about? Say it again, please. Life? That's very good, but it's part of it. Keep going. Elisha. What is light? We talk about it all the time. Emma.
Emma.
Oh, that's really good. What gives life? Life. It's God that does something to bring it so you can hold it. He says, because I'm giving you something you can have. Right? You can have this. And what you have is life. So let's go back. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. In the beginning was... Okay? God created the heavens and the earth. The first thing he created, let there be light. What is light? Okay. Oh, yeah, Micah. Very good. So it's, but I'm still searching for different words, but I'm sort of being mean to you, aren't I? Because I should give you some hints. Okay. Brother Branham in the message, Shalom. He talks about Shalom, arise, shine, for your light has come. What is your light that came that makes you able to shine that you couldn't shine before? You can't shine till you have this light, right, Nate? But you can arise and shine now because Now you can have this light in you, living this life, making you what the life will arise, shine for that light. Okay, I can shine. I can manifest. Okay, Brother Branham says, when God spoke those words, let there be light. What was light at that point? A word expressed, a thought. So light was merely a word until something happened. What had to happen? After he spoke it, what happened, Emma? Huh? What? All of a sudden it was dark. But he said, let there be light, and something happened. What happened? What did you see? Brother Branham talks about you're looking over the banister of darkness, and then what happened there, Pete? Huh? Photons were created. Now, for those who are unscientific, what in the world is a photon? An energy of light. Something happened. All of a sudden, there was light. Oh, that's what light is. It's that. It's a visibility of something invisible. Right? So Genesis 1:3, so kids, Jesus says, I am the light. I'm the light of the... Oh. Okay, I was going to pick on Isaac, but he's in Sunday school probably, right? Not Isaac, Levi. Isaac, you're too young. I know. I won't pick on you. And Hosanna? I won't do that. Okay. So light... Here's from the message back to Shalom. Arise, and I can shine now because light has come to me. Isn't that an incredible statement? Did you ever ponder that? Did you ever meditate on that one? What does he mean, Stephen, when he says you can shine? Arise, shine, your light has come, and the glory... Okay, and the glory of the Lord... What's the glory of the Lord? What's the word glory? His properties. Exactly what it is. Okay? The glory of the Lord is risen. The properties, the attributes of God are risen upon you, and now you can bring that forth and shine it. Right? Wow, this gets rich, doesn't it? Where are we today, brothers and sisters? Do you see what's going on? What is the Holy Spirit doing at this sector, this junction of time, as Prophet says? What is this? What is this thing? Oh, let's go back. Let's just speak in tongues and have good meetings. Well, you know that's good. But how much better is this? But to get there, you have to not stumble at a stumbling stone. And that stumbling stone is very offensive. So let's just run from it and do the other things. Right or wrong?
Correcto, incorrecto.
So Brother Branham says, and again, back to the message, Shalom. He says, the light is a vindicated word made manifest. So when God spoke and he said, let there be light, it was just a word. It was a thought expressed. But then when something happened, then that word became a thing out of the mouth of God that became visible among us. Does that make sense? When that word became a thing made manifest in front of us that we could see, then it was light. So light is that manifested word. Blessed are your eyes. Oh, how many prophets have longed to see what you see. I am the light of the world. I am this thing that happened that God made manifest. And now I'm coming to you that that same light can be manifest in you. What if? Just what if? The Spirit of God was focusing on something so far beyond what the others. Oh, let's have meetings. Let's prophesy. Oh, you're going to be a millionaire by Thursday, Bethany. Go open a bank account. Money's going to just flood into it. Yeah. Let's have meetings. Let's get rich. Yeah. Let's make this life better. Let's all get new cars. Let's get more comfortable. Let's get more cushy. Let's get fatter. I'm already fat enough.
Okay.
Do you understand? And it's all in a different world. Okay. Now, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, you are the what of the world. So then you must be something manifest out of God also. Oh. True run. You are the light. So you are also.
Tú también eres.
All right.
Está bien.
You following me?
¿Sí, están siguiendo?
Hi, Brother Daniel. You're doing okay?
Hermano Daniel, ¿estás bien?
Good. So let's go back to where we were last week.
Vamos de regreso donde estábamos la semana pasada.
And let's go to Galatians chapter 4.
Galatas 4.
I sort of drive my wife crazy because she asks for some printed notes so she can follow along, and then I don't follow them. I do once in a while. I got 7 pages here because what is going on in my heart is the coming together of all these little puzzle pieces, and this picture that is unfolding is truly what I think this... What I see in the Word, in the message of what the Holy Spirit wants to do now in us. And it's all coming together into something very glorious and beautiful. And we asked this last week, okay, so he's calling us higher, Mama Eagle Scream, right? Then we went from there to he's... The processor, the Holy Spirit, is here processing, and he's taking us from a negative condition that isn't true, it's opposite of the truth, to a positive. So then I asked the question last week, how was he doing it? So here's how he's doing it. Because of what you see, you become heir of the gifting of the Holy Spirit, opening your eyes to things. And the light that he is here. And when you see it, you can arise. You not only see the light, you shine. Now it's in you. Not something you see at a distance. You become it. You shine that very light that you're seeing. Arise and shine. Okay, Pete.
Okay, Pedro.
There you go. Say it again. Say it for those of you online, light is a manifestation of a revelation. So when Jesus said, aren't there 12 hours in a day? He who walks in this light, they're not going to spiritually, they know where they're going spiritually. But those that don't see the light because they can't see it, because they don't have anything in them, they don't have that light. Light comes to what? Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Okay, Galatians 4. You with me? Now I say, okay, that let's go to verse 1. Chapter 4. Okay, that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant. Though he be Lord of all. Now what? Brother Brennan makes the message, and he says, this is where Pentecost failed. Remember that? Pentecost, this is where you failed. Okay, you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I got it. He says that's just the starting. And do you remember what he says after that? He says they erred nothing. They erred nothing. Err.
De herederos. Okay. No hereda nada.
Russ, look around you at your friends. They're Lord of all. They're sons, they're daughters, but they're not receiving, they're stumbled at the stumbling stone, and they can't shine this. This can't work inside of them. What is working inside of you cannot work inside of people that don't see God. Matthew 13, should we go back there in our minds? What's all about, what does it start? Before he starts this, he starts a parable, and that's, he says, I have to speak in parables, right? Okay, and what's the parable? Hey, this word is a what? And I'm going to plant this word, and in some people it's not going to do anything. And other people it'll produce a tiny bit. Oh, I got gifts. I got a car. I got healed. Hey, that's good. Never speak anything against it. But there's more. And some are going to bring forth 100-fold. In whom? Those that understand. Is that what Matthew 13 says? Those that understand? What do they understand? Blessed are your eyes. Prophets have longed to see what is right in front of you, what you're seeing. They have longed to hear because they knew when God was manifest in flesh, he would still be speaking words, and those words are the bread of life. But that very thing that could give them that life is a stumbling stone. And the very thing that could give them life is also a rock of offense. And it's in Zion. Well, I don't think it should be there. Any place but there. Well, look at that. Starting to see pictures? Chris is making sense to you, bud. Russ? Hurts. It hurts so bad. It hurts until you cry inside. I've had burdens so heavy for people that I didn't know if I could. I said, Lord, I can't handle this. It hurts too bad. I have to ask you to lift it because it's crushing me. It's because you care. It's because you love. And because if there was any way, right, Stephen, to help somebody see, you would, wouldn't you? You can lay the seed, but that's all you can do. You can say, there it is. You can lead the horse to water and say, here, look at this nice, fresh water. I am sighing and crying. It's all part of the walk, isn't it? Galatians 4, okay. Heirs of all, but Lord of all, but nothing. Okay. But are under tutors, Holy Spirit, governors until the time appointed, even so when we were in bondage under the elements of the world.
Así también nosotros cuando éramos niños estábamos en
elements of the world controlled us.
Bajo los rudimentos del mundo.
Brothers and sisters, more and more and more and more. I see how Satan traps us in the things of this life when God is trying to lure us into the things of his life. Fight the enemy. Don't let him take you there. But when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, okay, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption. And because what? Because you're born out of him. Because you are born ones. That's the word sons, really, in the Greek. You are born out of God. Because you are born out of God, God sends forth the spirit of his son. Light connects to light. John chapter 11, they can't see the light because there's no light in them. It's a stumbling stone. It's a rock of offense. Oh, it's very offensive. As you are sons. God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, crying, I recognize this. Now, isn't this interesting? What did God send forth? Jesus. Born of a... Who was the what of God?
Era la palabra de Dios.
The Son of God.
El Hijo de Dios.
But there's something that happens.
Y hay algo que aconteció.
That manifestation.
Esa manifestación.
Born out of God.
Nacido de Dios.
And they don't cry out.
Y ellos no claman.
Oh, son, son.
Oh, hijo, hijo.
They're crying what?
Ellos están clamando qué? Abba, Padre.
Now that's amazing right
Ahora
there.
Eso es sublime.
They're not crying, Son of God, Son of God.
No están clamando, Hijo de Dios.
Something in their hearts takes them to the original light, and they say, Abba, Father. They see this born out of that, but they see that this is born out of that. You right? Are you with me? Okay. My goodness. Wherefore they are sent. I love this. It just keeps opening up and opening up and opening up and gets beautifuler and beautifuler. Because you are sons. God has sent forth the spirit of his son crying in your heart, seeing the son. That's my father made flesh. That's my God. And because they see it, verse 7, wherefore, because of what you see, because of what it was in your heart to cry out, you are no more a servant, you are a... And if you are a son, then you are a... Ah, there it is. Seeing our Father manifested, we become heirs. Who do you say this is? Unveiling of God. Unrecognized. Would you? I know that. I know that. I've known that for years. I need something different. Do you see what our minds were doing to us? They were preventing us from really seeing what was going on and hearing the what was going on and becoming heirs because we had a mindset. Right? Oh, Lord, now I see.
Oh, Señor, ahora veo.
Now I can receive.
Ahora puedo recibir.
Now it can become precious.
Ahora puedo
no. Guess what? God ahora, is coming to you.
¿Sabes qué? Dios viene
and
a
he
ti.
Said,
Shalom.
You can rise.
Tú te puedes levantar.
You can shine.
Puedes brillar.
Because your light como has come to you.
Tu luz ha venido
and
a
the
ti.
Glory,
y la gloria.
The attributes, the nature. What was the word you used? I like that.
Me gusta eso.
That was good, Stephen. The properties of the Lord, all that he is, right?
Desde Dios, todo lo que es.
Yeah.
Sí.
All that's come upon you, and now you can shine those properties
of God.
Are you with me, brothers and sisters?
¿Están conmigo, hermanos, hermanos?
All right.
Está bien.
Sons,
hijos,
cry,
claman,
Abba.
Abba.
Is that what the word says?
¿No es lo que eso dice la
sons
palabra?
Cry Abba, sons become heirs.
Hijos claman Abba.
Okay,
hijos,
isn't that what Romans 8 says? Let's go there.
Romanos 8 dice, vamos ahí.
Romans chapter 8. Here we go again.
Estamos una vez más.
Run from the flesh, brothers and sisters.
Corran from the, corran de la
I think we ended last week. That was, I don't know. No, that was unplanned. I think it was the Spirit calling out to us. Are you ready to turn the corner?
You
remember that? David, last week after we were service, David came and said, let's turn the corner, Brother Don. I think we can do it, right? I think we need to. Read verse 13 out loud with me. For if we live dominated by the flesh, we shall what?
You shall die.
Does that scare you a little bit? But if you through the Spirit to mortify the deeds of the body, you shall. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again unto fear, but you have received the Holy Spirit, and that Spirit today is not, let's have gifts, let's do miracles, let's have prophecies, let's get rich, let's do this, let's do that. It's adoption. The Spirit today is a spirit of adoption. Adoption speaks of maturity.
Adopción habla de madurez.
Adoption says,
adopción dice,
I got this multi-billion dollar business, son, and I've been waiting
tengo este
for years.
Negocio multibillonario.
I had to start you out, Stephen,
tenía que empezar
sweeping the floors.
Duermo en el suelo.
And if you were complaining about that, I could say, oh, no, he's not trustworthy yet. Oh, look at his attitude sweeping the floors. Okay, now I'll right, Pete, you see this in business, don't you? They say, okay, I can trust you with that. Now I'll start putting the product and shelves in order. Let's watch his attitude towards that. Right, Stephen? Right, Pete? So then you see that, okay. He's really got a good attitude. He has a good work ethic. I like that. Because whatever I'm asking to do, he does it. Whatever I'm asking him to do, he does it with a good attitude. You with me? He's watching his response to the Father. Is he listening to the Father? Does he resent the Father when he says, I want you to sweep the floor? Is the Father a stumbling stone? Is the Father a rock of offense to him? And the Father says, oh, I'm going to trust you for a little more. I'm going to make you a manager over the shelving department. Oh, thank you, Father. What would you like me to do? I would like you to do. Okay, I'll do it. Oh, look at that attitude. Okay, and the Father's got to try him. So he's going to put people under him that, oh, you're the boss's kid, and make fun of him and mock him, right? True? And then he has to try him some more. I'll make the shelves fall down on him, and I'll hurt him, and I'll throw him in the hospital. That's what Brother Branham says, right? He gets up.
Se levanta.
Oh, here. It's like Juan and Patricia. Satan comes along, I'm going to knock him down.
Los voy a golpear.
Oh, good grief, they got up again.
Oh, Dios mío, se levantaron.
Well, let's knock him down again.
Vamos a
right, Patricia?
Tirarlas una vez más, Patricia.
Knock her down again.
Y otra vez los tiró.
Can you imagine frustrating? You're frustrating all the demons of hell, sis and brother, both of you.
Frustrando a todos los demonios.
What is it with these two? You just can't keep them down. They keep getting up. And not only that, they keep coming and say, glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. You're so good to me. Right? So he says, hey, I'm going to make you a divisional manager. I saw you take it, and you took it beautifully. You took the responsibility. I liked it. I liked your attitude, and you were always obedient to whatever I said, even if you didn't understand what I was asking you to do. Boy, if that was Lloyd, right? I worked for Mary's dad. Okay, so there we go. So then, all of a sudden, son, think of the day, Pete. Hey, Derek.
Derek.
I've seen you. I've watched you. You've suffered. You've taken it. He says, Father, whatever your boss, whatever you say, that's what I'm going to do. You know, son, I'm going to turn the whole business over to you. Because I trust you.
Porque confío en ti.
There we are.
Ahí estamos. Ahí está.
Okay, we have received that kind of a spirit, the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Espíritu de adopción, el cual clamamos, Abba, Padre.
The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit.
El espíritu mismo da testimonio a nuestro espíritu.
That we are children.
De que somos hijos de Dios.
Same as Galatians 4.
Lo mismo que Galatas 4.
They see God manifest.
Miraron a
they
Dios
see Messiah. They see
Messias.
The Lord Jesus. They
Jesus.
See God in flesh.
Miran a Dios
and
en
here
carne.
He is.
Y aquí está.
And they say,
ellos dicen,
Father.
Padre.
They don't say Son.
Ellos no dicen Hijo.
This is God.
Este es Dios.
This is God in his manifestations.
Este es Dios en su manifestación.
Oh, no, that's a stumbling stone.
Oh, no, esa es una piedra de tropiezo.
Oh, the stumbling stone's in Zion.
Oh,
oh not there. That's another stumbling stone.
Oh, no, ahí. Esa
now you got two stumbling stones. The stumbling stone's in the stumbling stone.
La piedra de tropiezo y la piedra de tropiezo.
So they do.
Ellos lo hacen.
But that shows,
pero eso muestra,
because they do cry Abba, because they see Father,
Abba,
because they see God,
miran a Dios,
that they're children and then heirs, heirs of God,
herederos, herederos de Dios,
and joint heirs with Christ Jesus.
Y herederos con Cristo Jesús.
All right. Let's go to another one.
Vamos
Let's
a
go
otro.
Back to John.
Vamos a
Let's go back to actually John 8.
Juan 8.
Yeah. You already know where I'm going, don't you, Steve? Talk about stumbling at the stumbling stone, huh?
Hablando de tropiezo, de la piedra de tropiezo, eh?
Here's stumblers, yeah, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you're.
Ay, hay tropiezo,
who do you think
todo
you
tipo,
are?
¿Quién tú piensas que tú
I am
eres?
The light of the world.
Soy la luz del mundo.
Well, what kind of a guy, who do you, why would you say something like that about yourself?
¿Qué, por qué dirás eso de ti mismo? ¿Qué tipo
Shame
de
on you.
Eres?
You shouldn't
Pero
boast. You shouldn't
no
say things
presumir.
Like that.
No deberías decir cosas así.
Okay.
Está bien.
Look at verse 14. Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true.
Aunque yo te doy testimonio acerca de mí mismo, mi testimonio es verdadero.
For I know where I came,
porque yo sé
and I know where I'm going. Would you hold your hands there? Keep there, right, John 8. Let's go to John 16.
Vamos a Juan 16.
This has always blessed me. Jesus to his disciples.
Jesús hacia sus discípulos.
Okay, let's go to verse 26.
16:26.
16:26, yeah.
16:26.
At that day you shall ask in my name.
En aquel día te diré su nombre.
Yes, the Father in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father.
Y no os digo que yo rogaré al Padre por vosotros.
I don't need to pray the Father. You pray for the to the Father. Okay?
That's
what he's saying.
Ustedes
Verse 27,
versículo 27.
For the Father himself loves you.
Pues el Padre mismo os ama.
What's the next word?
¿Cuál es la siguiente palabra?
Because what?
Porque vosotros me habéis
you
amado.
Have what? And have what?
¿Y habéis qué? Creído.
That I came out from where?
Que yo salí de dónde?
There you go.
De Dios. Ahí está.
The Father loves you. There's that light coming to the light. He loves you because you see that he's the Son of God, because you know that this came out from God himself. Right? So here he's saying this to the in chapter 8, trying to talk to some people who don't like him and don't want to hear from him. And they're chained in boxes with chains around their necks to a mindset that will not see them because this is what I think, therefore this is what it is. Okay? Though I bear record of myself, my record is true. I know where I came, I know where I'm going. Look what he says in verse 15. You judge after the flesh, I judge no man. Yet if I judge, my judgment is true. I am not alone, but the Father sent me.
Porque el Padre me envió.
Now it is written in your law. Now this is amazing.
Esto es sublime.
The testimony of two men.
El testimonio de dos hombres.
I am one that bears witness of myself.
Yo soy uno que bears testimonio de mí mismo.
And the Father has sent me, bears witness of me.
Pero el Padre que ha enviado da testimonio de mí mismo.
One spirit, one essence, but two men.
Un espíritu. Una esencia, pero dos
hombres. One mind, one spirit.
Una mente, un espíritu.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Look at verse 19.
Mira, versículo 19.
You neither know me, and you don't know me because you don't know my Father.
Ustedes no me conocen porque
because
no
if you had known what came out of the Father, you would know the Father.
Padre, conocerían al Padre.
Okay, Jesus says, when you
Jesús
see
dice,
me, you see
miras,
my Father,
miras
right?
A mi Padre, ¿correcto?
I am the invisible.
Soy,
I am the visible of the invisible.
Invisible.
And there's, blessed are your eyes, you can see this. Now you can
eso.
Become
Ahora tú puedes
that.
Hacer eso.
Okay, now look at verse 24.
Pero mira el versículo 24.
I say therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, you will die in your unbelief. Verse 24. 8. John 8, 24.
Por eso es que dije que moriréis en vuestros pecados, porque si no crees que yo soy en vuestros pecados, moriréis.
Yep.
Sí.
They're going to die. They're going to die in their unbelief.
En su incredulidad. Ellos
okay.
Van a morir.
Now, let's go down.
Ahora vamos a bajar.
Look what he says.
Mire lo que dice.
Verse 37. I know that you are Abraham's seed.
Yo sé que sois descendientes de Abraham.
But you seek to kill me.
Pero procuráis matarme.
Because my word has no place in you.
Porque mi palabra no hay
there
cabida
you go.
En vosotros.
Okay, I speak that which I have seen of my Father.
Yo hablo lo que he visto acerca de mi Padre.
And you do
y vosotros hacéis
that which you have seen
lo que habéis
with your father.
Oído acerca de
what's the trail
padre?
Of the serpent? The trail of the serpent, I'm not trying to speak for the prophet, so don't
no
get hung up there. I'm just
sujeto,
saying
no.
Something that just came to me.
Que vino a mí.
From the beginning of time,
desde el principio del tiempo,
God says, here I am.
Dios dijo, aquí
what
estoy.
Does the serpent say?
Que lo que la
serpent no, he
dice.
Isn't.
No, no lo es.
What does God say?
¿Qué es lo que Dios
here
dice?
I am.
Aquí estoy.
No, he isn't.
No, no.
Yes,
no.
He is.
Sí.
No, he isn't.
No.
I can prove it.
Puedo probarlo.
Don't believe it.
No lo creas.
I can prove it.
Puedo probarlo.
Don't believe it.
No lo creas.
True, right?
Verdad, correcto.
So in making those statements, they are doing from their father.
Que ellos están haciendo del padre.
Because light, John 11,
porque
comes
luz.
To
Juan 11 viene a
light.
Luz.
Are you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
I speak that which I have seen of my Father. You do that
yo
which you have seen of your Father.
Padre.
Verse
39.
If you were Abraham's children, last part of 39,
si fueses hijo de Abraham,
you would do the works.
Las obras de
what
Abraham
were the works of Abraham?
Las obras de Abraham
he believed. He saw.
Miró,
he knew.
Supo.
This is somebody spoke to me.
Este es, alguien me habló a mí.
I know who it was that spoke to me.
Yo sé quién era el que me
I
habló
know
me.
That was God.
Yo sé que
I
era,
know that
que
was the
Dios.
Creator of heavens and earth.
El creador de los
cielos I'm
de la
living
tierra.
By the
Estoy
words that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
De la boca de Dios.
And they produced
y ellos
life in me. They produced so much of his life in me
tanto de,
that I
de
became the
de
father
él,
of
que he llegado a ser padre.
As many as the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky. That's a lot of life flowing through him, isn't it? Okay.
Ley de la vida.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Verse 42. If God were your father,
si vuestro padre fuese Dios,
you would love me.
Ciertamente,
for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself.
Pues no he venido de mí, ¿no?
Now, Brother Branham can say that exactly. I didn't come of myself.
Pero el hermano Branham podría decirlo,
this isn't my choosing.
Esto no es mi escogencia.
I was only standing there when he came down.
Ahí parado cuando
I had
vino.
Nothing to do with it.
No tengo nada que ver con ello.
Well, that's a stumbling stone.
Bueno, eso es una piedra
that's
de tropiezo.
Very offensive.
Es muy ofensivo.
A rock of offense.
Una roca de ofensa.
And look where that rock of offense is in this bunch of little know-nothing people.
Miren lo que esta roca de ofensa es, un pequeño no nada.
Uh-huh.
Ofensa para la gente.
And not much, not no. Many noble, not many wise.
No muy noble.
Yeah, really.
No muy
yep.
Sí.
That's us.
Eso es nosotros.
Okay, 42, if God were your father, you would love me.
Si vuestro padre fuese Dios, ciertamente me amaríais.
For I proceeded and came
porque
from God.
Porque yo de Dios he salido.
There you go.
Ahí está.
Sons.
Hijos.
See. Father.
Miran.
Manifested.
Al padre.
They call that manifestation
llaman esa manifestación.
What it is.
¿Qué
that's
es?
The father manifested.
Es el padre manifestado.
They don't cry. Son, they cry, Abba, they cry, Father, oh, there's my heirs. I will start pouring them into me all that I am. 43, why do you not understand my speech? Because you do not hear my word. Cannot hear my word. Verse 47, he that is of God, read it out loud with me. He that is of God hears God's words.
El que es de Dios, las palabras de Dios oye.
Let's finish it. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God.
Porque esto no los oís vosotros, porque no sois de Dios.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Where are we at?
¿Dónde nos encontramos?
See, we haven't even gotten into the message yet. But do you understand these scriptures, how critical these are? What Brother Branham preached in this day was not Brother Branham preaching. It was not his study. It was not his intelligence. It was not his good work ethic. It wasn't even anything. It was God saying, I'm going to use your vocal cords. He said, well, let me be a trapper. He says, nope, you're not going to be a trapper. You're going to do the work of an evangelist. Okay, yeah, well, they'll hate you. And they did. And they will crucify me. Because they refused my words.
Porque rechazaron mis palabras.
But what does Deuteronomy 18?
¿Qué Deuteronomio dice
this is the voice.
Esta es la voz.
This is how you will know.
Esto es como ustedes sabrán.
Okay, he will prophesy.
Que profetizará.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And here's Messiah's sign.
Y aquí está la señora
done
de
by the thousands and thousands and thousands.
Por miles y miles
right?
Y miles, correcto.
Okay, here it is.
Aquí está.
Is oh no, that's a rock of offense. That's that's just too offensive. We can't take that. Because we love Jesus. Isn't that the argument?
¿No es ese el argumento?
They
ellos
walk away from Jesus because they love Jesus.
Se retiran de Jesús porque aman a Jesús.
They cannot hear the words of Jesus because they have a Jesus in their mind that fits their pattern of what they think it should be. And they can't hear his word.
Y no pueden escuchar su palabra de
Sons,
hijos,
see,
miran,
this is Father.
Este es
this
padre.
Proceeded out from God.
Porque hemos procedido de Dios.
Arise,
levántense, hijos e hijas.
Now shine.
Ahora brillen.
What are you going to shine?
¿Qué vas a brillar?
You're going to radiate me, because I'm
Tú
in
me
you.
Vas a irradiar a mí.
Glory to God.
Gloria
okay.
Está bien.
I guess we have to. Well, let's. Can we go to one more scripture? Just one more. That's, then I'll finish the scripture part. Okay. We've been there before, so I don't have to spend tons of time there. But 2 Peter chapter 1 again.
De Pedro,
just because this fits so perfectly in. Come on,
Pedro
brothers
también.
And sisters. What have we been saying?
Seen
you become heirs.
Llegan a ser heredero.
Stature
Mirando
of a perfect man.
Estatura de un varón perfecto.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Why can you become the stature of a perfect man? Why can you become the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because it's what you see. And that's how he starts this first verse. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ to them that have a, remember this word obtained in the Greek? What did I tell you it meant? To obtain by allotment. Okay? Faith is given to you. Faith is a gift. It's not your faith. It's his faith, the faith of Jesus Christ. Okay? You've obtained this. What kind of faith? Precious faith. Oh, precious, yeah. Valuable. Okay? With us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Christ Jesus. Verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge. There it is. That's not just knowledge by studying. There's that wonderful word epignosco. To know by experience. In other words, if you look into that Greek literally, it says you know because you are involved with the thing that you're studying. You're participating in the very thing. It's hands-on. It's participation with. That's a different kind of knowing than reading out of a book. I know. I know this way. I know Jesus Christ because of what he gave me to know him by. I know him. I've seen him. I've talked to him. He's talked to me. I've received of his word. I felt the power of those words working in my life. I know him. You can't talk me out of him. I cry to him, Abba, Father. He says, hey, son, I'm going to give you something. Right?
Correcto.
Grace.
Gracia.
That's what I'm going to give you.
Eso es lo que te voy a dar.
Well, I already got grace.
Bueno, ya tengo gracia.
I'm going to give you more grace.
Te voy a dar más gracia.
Grace to know.
Gracia para conocer.
Grace to become.
Gracias gracia para llegar.
Hey, Russ, take that message.
Toma este mensaje, Ross.
To the friends. Grace can be multiplied. Do you want
gracia.
More grace?
Puede ser
well, I got grace.
Bueno, tengo gracia.
In fact, I attend a church that's called Grace.
Bueno, de hecho,
yeah, but you can have more.
Gracia.
Well, how much more can I have? Jesus died for my sins.
Huh?
No. Yeah, but he wants, because he died for your sins, you are not only sinless, but you can become.
Oh.
Well, I'm becoming. Look at how good it
is.
Look at how I read. Look how I pray. Look what I do. No, but there's more. But there's more. Look at what you can
Tú puedes
become
llegar a ser
me.
Yo.
Oh, that's foolishness.
Oh,
who do you
locura.
Think you are?
¿Quién tú piensas que tú
you
eres?
Call yourself a son of God.
¿Te llamas tú un hijo de Dios?
Hey, Chris, what do you think?
Hey, Chris,
is this making
piensas?
Sense, bud?
¿Está haciendo sentido, Chris?
Grace and peace will multiply through that epignosco of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord.
En el Señor nuestro Jesucristo, nuestro Dios.
According as his divine power.
De acuerdo a su
poder hath given us all things that pertain to what?
Que pertenecen a la vida.
And what?
Y a la piedad.
Through the what?
Nos han
of him that called us to what? And virtuous strength.
De que nos llamó
whereby are given great and precious promises that by these you might be partakers, participators, Fellowshipping, koinonia is that word there. Same as word for fellowship.
La misma palabra que para
koinonia of the divine, you're having an interchange with the divine nature of God. There you go.
Entre la naturaleza divina. Ahí está.
And because I have this interchange with the divine nature of God, I can become that which I have an interchange with. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world. There we go. Run from it. Run from it. Go to God.
Vaya Dios.
Okay, now you can add. And you keep adding. And you add. And finally you get to verse 8. And I'm going to read the Weiss translation. You read if you long. Verse 8 and 9. If these things you've added. Okay? You've added to your faith virtue and virtue knowledge and knowledge temperance and patience and godliness and brotherly love and agape. If these all are in you, the stature of a perfect man, God kept giving you more. God keeps giving you more. God wants to give you more of himself. I see the Father. I have an relationship with him.
Tengo una relación con él.
I have partakers of his nature.
He sido
and I'm becoming heir. Who do you say this is? Who's here? You gotta know, because if you don't know,
si
you
no
won't
sabes,
receive anything.
No vas a recibir nada.
Look at those people that have left the message.
Que dejaron el mensaje.
What did they do?
¿Qué hicieron?
Did they stumble at the stumbling stone?
Y tropezaron con la piedra de tropiezo.
Uh-huh. Was he a rock of offense?
Él era una roca de ofensa.
Is he offensive?
¿Es el ofensivo?
He is offensive.
Él es ofensivo.
If you believe him, you're offensive too.
¿Usted cree en su
right?
En esa ofendida también.
Find one person that has left this message that has heard anything.
Encuentre una persona que ha dejado este mensaje.
What have they received? How can you receive something from something you run away from?
Puedes recibir de algo, huh? De alguien que tú has corrido.
Okay, that's waste. For if these things are your natural and rightful possession,
por estas cosas en tu naturaleza y correcta posición.
Did you hear what he said?
¿Escuchó lo que dice?
They're your possession.
Son su posesión de usted.
Natural.
Natural.
You didn't have to strive. You didn't have to. It's just your natural. This was given to you because you are a son. Because you have this revelation, this belongs to you. It's just part of the package. This father and son package. It's father and daughter package. It's this all comes together. It comes because you see me, I'm giving. I'm giving all of this. Okay. These are your natural and rightful possession and are in what? Superabundance. I don't have a little bit of these things. I got lots. This shows, oh, I love this. This is so rich. They constitute you that you are not idle nor unfruitful in the experiential knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he to whom these things are not present, they're blind. What are they blind? The headstone, the stumbling stone, the rock of offense.
Yeah.
They're blind. They're short-sighted. Having taken forgetfulness of the cleansing of their old sins.
Habiendo tomando el perdón del limpiamiento de sus pecados.
This I say.
Esto digo,
I've always gone back to Hebrews chapter 3.
Todo tiempo regreso a Hebreos capítulo 3.
If you hold forth the rejoicing and the confidence of the hope from to the end, he still remains head. Okay. What happened in the church ages?
¿Qué pasó en las edades de la iglesia?
What happened in Nicaea? What happened when men organized?
¿Qué pasó cuando el hombre se organizó?
Was he head anymore?
Él era cabeza.
We don't need him.
No lo
necesitamos. We got this organization.
Tenemos esta organización.
And not only that, look what I am in the organization.
Mira lo que soy en la organización.
And look at what you are in the organization.
Mira lo que tú eres en la
and
organización.
I'm a somebody.
Y yo soy
and look what this look at how glorious this organization
mira,
is.
Qué tan
right?
Gloriosa es esta organización,
okay, so I see Hebrews 3, and I see this verse, and I see the church ages open up right in front of me. Okay. And I say this, they did not hold fast their rejoicing. They did not hold fast their confidence in the presence of Almighty God with them. They did not hold fast their hope firm to the end. And what's the next verse in Hebrews 3? They quit hearing his voice. And they died. Are you with me? They totally fell away from the faith that was once delivered to the saints. They no longer saw God in his manifestations. They no longer communed with God, present tense. Do you remember what Brother Branham says? God's only provided a place of worship. You know what he says? The bride is seated in present tense. You know my dream. I'm going to die one day right here. Screaming out to you. Omega Revelation. Omega Revelation. The bride is seated in present tense. Hold on to that with everything you got. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. If we see that, we cry, Abba, Father.
And
then
the
rapture is working in us.
El rapto está trabajando en nosotros.
He's already taken you
ya lo está
out of this world.
Fuera de este mundo.
He's already preparing for your body change, because he's got the one for you to step into working. It's already there. So what is my next section of the sermon? Brothers and sisters, what he's doing now, what the Holy Spirit is working in you now, determines what's going to be later. That's why it's so important every day. Musicians, would you come? We'll continue. Okay. Who's with me? Did I lose anybody today? Okay. Hannah, I spared you, darling. You didn't have to faint. Okay. Matthew, I didn't spare you, did I? Elisha, I'll keep bugging you. All right, guys. All ye saints of light. Okay, Karen, give us a chord and we'll try to fit in. Would you stand with me? All ye saints of light. Jesus, the light of the world. Life and mercy. His name, Jesus. Brother Branham loved that song. We'll walk in the light. Come. Oh. Okay. Now stop right there. What did you just sing? We'll walk in the light. Oh, Janelle, it's so nice to see you, kiddo. It's about been a long time. We'll walk in the light. Beautiful light. Walk where the what? What does mercy have to do with light? Yeah. Walk where the dewdrops of mercy. Isn't that beautiful? Jesus, the light of the world. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's sing it again. All ye saints of light, Jesus, the light of the world. Light. walk in the light, such a view. There's never been a day like this day. There's never been a day like this day to me. There's never been a day like this day I see. There's never Brothers and sisters, the statue of a perfect man is God wants to build you up. He wants to add. He wants to keep giving. Okay? These are naturally what he wants to give. They're your rightful possession. They were given to you. They were gifted to you. In the message, blasphemous names, Brother Branham's referring to this statue of a perfect man. He says you're birthed into each one. It's just a birth. Born again. Born into this. Born into this. Born into this. Hey, David, what did you have to do with being born? Did you really have to struggle? Did you flex your muscles and say, I got to get out of here? Did you have anything to do with it? It's grace. What did he say about if you have that experiential participating knowledge of Jesus Christ? Grace is what? Huh? Hey, Chris, go try to explain to somebody that grace can be multiplied. How do you multiply grace? And what does that mean? And when that grace is multiplied, I got peace. I got peace. Because what? I know where I came from. I know where I'm going. And what he's doing right now in me is preparing me, and he's preparing that place in another dimension. And it's already there. It's already working. Oh, do you love him? Do you see how rich we are? Do you see how precious this message is? More all the time, brothers. We wouldn't see. You couldn't. You know what? You got too many strong mindsets. It's like the people. I love Jesus in my church. I love what Jesus does in my church. Well, here he is. That's a stumbling stone. Don't take away from the Jesus of my heart. Don't take the Jesus that I worship, because that's offensive. But this is Jesus. No, that's not Jesus. Mine is Jesus. Yours isn't Jesus. So Jesus has to come and prove who's really Jesus. Just like Elijah. Let God, who is God, show himself God. And he has. And he did. Stephen, would you come up and close, please? Gets more beautiful all every day, you guys.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for your unmerited favor.
Gracias por este favor.
Lord, we are an undeserved people.
Porque somos gente no merecedora.
To think, Lord, when we get over there, we'll be shouting grace, grace, grace.
Pensar que cuando estaremos ahí brillando, clamaremos, gracias, gracias, gracias.
And yet, Lord, today our
hoy, Señor,
your grace is not effective unless we obey. Lord, just help us to take what you've given us, to turn that corner. to not know what to do and not do it.
Saber qué hacer y no hacerlo.
For the today is the day of our salvation.
Hoy es el día de nuestra salvación.
Salvation from what?
Salvación de qué? Para qué?
A sinful life without God?
Una vida pecaminosa sin Dios.
Or moving on from glory to glory.
Moviéndonos de gloria a gloria.
Letting you change.
Dejándonos que tú cambies.
Us, Lord.
A nosotros, Señor.
Lord, unlock our mindsets.
Abre nuestras mentes.
Lord, show us, Lord, where we have still got
donde aún todavía es Dios.
Our own mindsets on lock.
En nuestras propias mentes cerradas.
Please, Lord,
por favor,
help
Señor.
Us, Lord.
Ayúdanos, Señor.
We need you, Lord, through us, Father, for others, Lord.
A través de nosotros, Padre.
For the time is so short.
Por el tiempo es tan corto.
Please, Father,
por favor, Padre.
You spoke the word and you healed the people.
Tú hablaste la palabra y sanaste a la gente.
Father, there's still ones out there. They may be few, Lord, but use us, Father, for your kingdom, Lord. Help us to be built up so we can build up others. Lord, quicken these things. Lord, if we don't understand these things, help us to take these things home in our quiet time. And let you reveal your light to us. That we can cry out, Father, show us yourself. That we can become that son that we already are, that daughter that we already are. Lord, it's burning so much in my heart.
Está ardiendo tanto en mi corazón.
Lord, we already are sons.
Ya somos hijos.
We already are daughters.
Ya somos hijas.
We're of.
Somos.
Lord, let us walk into who we are.
Déjanos caminar.
Walk because we are.
Caminar porque somos.
Lord, what a place to know that we are. Lord, and that we can walk into that.
Caminar hacia eso.
I am.
Yo soy.
Thank you, Father.
Gracias, Padre.
Lord, help us to not wake up with amnesia.
Ayúdanos a no despertar con amnesia, Padre.
Help us to remember, Lord,
ayúdanos a recordar, Señor,
who we are every day.
Somos dentro.
And to act
y actuar
who we are.
Quiénes somos.
In Jesus Christ's name.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Dios les bendiga.